USA Radio News.
A social media account for Vice President Kamala Harris stated Tuesday in a now-deleted tweet that the U.S. is supporting Ukraine, quote, in defense of the NATO alliance, unquote, which Ukraine is not a part of. The remarks made in the tweet come on the heels of similar statements Harris made while addressing House Democrats over the weekend at the Democratic National Committee's winter meeting in D.C. On Wall Street, the Dow erased earlier gains as many as 451 points to end little changed by market close. The NASDAQ dropped 2% and S&P 500 also turned negative as technology stocks came under renewed pressure. U.S. crude oil prices dipped below $103 per barrel to a new two-week low. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The U.S. and Japan are joining forces when it comes to military training.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthened military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Delivery company DoorDash said Tuesday it will refund its drivers for some U.S. gas purchases to help offset higher prices at the pump. DoorDash said it will give drivers 10% cash back when they buy gas using Dasher Direct, the company's debit card designed for drivers. The company said it will also start paying weekly bonuses for drivers who drive the most miles. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson is walking in the footsteps of Jeff Bezos and will take a ride into space. Davidson will be launched over 60 miles in the sky where Earth's atmosphere and outer space meet and count himself among America's newest civilian astronauts. Davidson will blast off later this month. And speaking of blasting off, plane ticket prices are expected to climb.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also saying flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla vehicles are getting more expensive. Investors don't like rising product prices, but the stock did not take a hit on Tuesday. According to the company's website, the price of a rear-wheel drive Tesla Model 3 is now about $47,000, up from about $45,000. Dual-motor long-range and performance versions are now about $54,000 and $62,000 respectively. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.